Fresh Air with Terry Gross coming up at noon here on KPCC. There are 10 times more people with serious mental illness in our jails and prisons than in state psychiatric hospitals. And on Fresh Air next, psychiatrist Christine Montrose explains what are some of the negative consequences to mental health of incarceration, and she explores an alternative system of confinement and rehabilitation in Norway. That's Fresh Air with Terry Gross coming up at noon, BBC News Hour at 1 o'clock, and you, of course, don't want to miss A. Martinez in Take 2 at 2 here on 89.3 KPCC. Well, the history of California is riddled with grandiose real estate development, bogus land investment. It goes hand in hand, I guess, like with Florida, with California and its history here. But California City in the Mojave Desert might take grandiose real estate development to a whole new level. That's what's detailed in the brand new LAS Studios podcast, California City. Let's listen to an excerpt as reporter Emily Guerin describes her first trip to that Mojave Desert town in the summer of 2016. Emily was reporting on the big drought here in California and how instead of finding a bustling, unassuming desert city, she discovered a sprawling, disconnected place with a complicated past.
It turned out that California City was haunted. Haunted by the decision of one man, more than 60 years ago, to build a city for 500,000 people way out here in the desert. That man's name was Nat Mendelsohn.
Nat believed with all his heart that God gave him the vision for the city.
He bought the land. He built the roads, the water lines. He built an airport and a lake.
He was a dreamer, but he made dreamers of us all in the beginning. He lit our torch.
He hired thousands of salesmen to sell his vision.
Hey, listen, you don't sell the steak, you sell the sizzle. That's what sales are about.
They sold land to tens of thousands of people.
We thought it was the golden opportunity and we're going to make millions off of it.
But most of those people never moved to California City. And a lot of them came to think they'd been deceived.
It was a scam. I mean, it was a scam, and I bet.
California City, the new LAS Studios podcast, episodes 1 and 2, currently available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. With us, senior reporter KPCC and the host of California City, Emily Guerin. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Larry.
Well, how did California City come out of your drought reporting? How did you start learning more about it?
So, like you said, it was 2016, and at that time, as your listeners may recall, the state was under mandatory water restrictions. So every city and every water district had to cut their water consumption by a certain amount. And the state was publishing this list at the time of the cities that were struggling the most to comply with these water restrictions. And at the time when I looked at this list, the city called California City was at the top of the list. And so I was curious about what was going on, why they were having such a hard time wasting water. And I called their city manager at the time, and he told me basically what you heard in that clip, that the city had been designed to be much larger than it ended up being, that the original developer had put in all these water lines for hundreds of thousands of people, and that people just hadn't come, that it was a city of 14,000 planned for 500,000. And that a lot of these water lines were now rusted and breaking catastrophically, it's actually still happening in California City. There's still a lot of water line breaks, but that was the primary reason they were wasting water. So it wasn't that, you know, it was an opulent desert city with resorts and golf courses. It was actually this strange sort of legacy of the past.
I haven't driven through it in many years, but I just remember all these streets with no homes on it, just block after block. So it would appear that the developer really believed, I mean, that was serious money that was put in, really believed that houses were going to be built there.
Well, so this was one of the questions I was trying to answer. And the episode that's coming out on Monday really tackles this question of whether the original developer, Nat Mendelsohn, was a dreamer or was he more of a con artist? And it's difficult to know because it really comes down to what his intention was. And it's hard to know because he passed away in the early 80s. So I did my best to try to get to the bottom of it by talking to his daughter, talking to people that sold land for him, people who moved to the city early on, who he sort of recruited to be some of the earliest residents. And then I talked to some older, they're older now, but they were children at the time. So these men who grew up in California City in the 50s and 60s and remembered the developer as this sort of benevolent founding father figure, which was a perception that changed for them over time into something much darker.
We're talking with KPCC senior reporter Emily Guerin, the host of the brand new LA Studios podcast, California City. If you have any experiences of California City to share, this Mojave Desert community that was billed as the total planned community that would have a large population, an investment opportunity of a lifetime, give us a call. We're at 866-893-KPCC. You can also post on the AirTalk page, KPCC.org. As you know, someone raised here in Southern California, I remember when television and radio commercials were just on all the time, particularly on the independent stations where ad buys were cheaper, selling land way up in far Northern California, out in the middle of the desert, beautiful vistas from the mountaintop. But of course, you know, how are you going to get utilities there? But all of these offering a piece of the California investment dream. But California City arguably deserves its own place in the pantheon of those wild land schemes and sales. We're talking with Emily Guerin. We'll continue our conversation with us. We're at 866-893-KPECC. We'll be back in 1 minute. California City, our brand new LAist Studios podcast, hosted by KPCC senior reporter Emily Guerin, tells the wild story of the development of what's a very large, in terms of square mileage, city just northeast of the desert community of Mojave, north of Edwards Air Force Base, extending from the Antelope Valley Freeway, the 14, out to the east, all the way to or close to 395. If you have something to share about California City, share it with us now at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. One of the things that you look at in the podcast, Emily, is the Silver Saddle development. How does this relate to California City?
So Silver Saddle Ranch and Club is a kind of a dude ranch that's on the outskirts of California City. And it, you know, its owners and its salespeople sort of have continued the legacy of Nat Mendelsohn, and that they have until very recently been selling a very similar dream. So that investment pitch you described of, you know, this land might not look like much now, but it's a really wise investment. If you buy it now, it's going to skyrocket in value later. And so I picked Silver Saddle Ranch and Club for reasons that become apparent when you listen to the sixth episode of the podcast. So no spoilers. But basically, the company is linked to the original developer, both in personnel who works there and also in kind of the version of the dream that they sell.
In what ways was California City advertised? As mentioned, you know, I heard many of these on television and radio. You couldn't help but if you watched TV, you know, particularly in the 1960s, they were everywhere. But was there something special about the pitch that Mendelsohn made for California City?
I think it was the scale of it. Well, I think it was two things. I think it was the scale of his ambition, and I think it was also the way he sold it. So you pointed out that there are a lot of other speculative real estate developments in Southern California. I mean, there's the Salton Sea. Hesperia started as a speculative real estate development.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, and actually Nat Mendelsohn, the developer of California City, he was involved in Hesperia, and he actually was mentored by the developer of the Salton Sea. So if you, or Salton City, excuse me. So if you go out there and you sort of think, like this looks like what I imagine I've heard in this podcast, California City to look like, it's because they were the same. They were really developed by people with a very similar vision. So there were a number of these things in Southern California, but like I said, what made California City unique was the scale. So it's over 200 square miles. It's the third largest city in California by land area, so after Los Angeles and San Diego. And it has around 14,000 residents. So it's just massive, and it's mostly empty. I think the other thing that made it different was the way that the developer sold the land. So this is the subject of not the episode that comes out next week, but the following week is about the kind of the sales tactics he used. And I don't want to give too much away, but basically he would advertise this real estate training course. So you could take the course to learn how to become a real estate agent. But part of the course was that you were strongly encouraged, if not expected, to buy a piece of land in California City. And so, in fact, the primary buyers of land there were people who had taken this course. And that was unique.
We're talking with KPECC senior reporter Emily Guerin about her LAS Studios podcast, California City. Emily, you'll appreciate this. We just got a call from a real estate agent in Salton City, Benny, who called and said, I want you to know our infrastructure is not leaking here in Salton City. And this is not a scam for our community. So you'll appreciate that.
No, I do appreciate that. And I'm not familiar with Salton City's infrastructure problems or lack thereof, but the developer of Salton City was named Penn Phillips. And he was this sort of very swaggering, very, you might say, arrogant, overconfident real estate developer. He used to say things like,
as opposed to other real estate developers. I'm sorry.
I'm being fair. He would say things like, you can't buy a bad piece of land in California. And he had the vision for Salton City of it being this like resort on this on the lake. And of course, you know, the lake has a ton of environmental problems and, you know, the city didn't turn out, but I think he and Matt Mendelson both just had this idea that like, it was the post-war, it was suburbanization. There was a lot of white flight, frankly, happening from more urban Los Angeles. People were getting loans, mostly white, actually veterans were getting loans to buy homes. And they, you know, a lot of people for the first time could afford to move out to the suburbs. And so they wanted to create these cities that would absorb the population boom that they were seeing happening in more urban Los Angeles.
And places like the San Fernando Valley were being fully developed. Those had been the previous versions of those wide open spaces being developed. Doug, in Koreatown, good to have you with us. Your thoughts about California City?
Oh, I was lured out around 1985. I viewed it as a good excuse to look at the desert, and because I like to visit the high desert. They had a presentation with a rustic slideshow and harmonica music, and you know how peaceful and beautiful the desert is. And the whole time, there was a B-1 out of Edward Ward's Air Force Base making sonic booms in the background. And so there were these little concussions coming through the presentation every 5 minutes or so. And they told us that Edwards would change their flight path after the city was developed. And it was pretty amusing.
So I take it you did not invest.
Oh, of course not. I pretty much saw it for what it was. The, you know, the half acre natural lake, quote unquote. You know, and the half-dead golf course weren't exactly encouraging either. The one house, one or two demo houses that reminded me today of that TV show Arrested Development.
Doug, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for sharing your experience. Doug, was this Silver Saddle or was this the earlier California City development? Doug?
I've never heard of Silver Saddle.
Okay, this was California City. Okay. Emily, thank you so much. I can't wait to get into the future episodes with the whole history of the development of California City, as well as what you learned about Silver Saddle and the come on for that development, too, and people that you talked with, like Ben Perez, who's profiled in the story as well. Thank you for sharing it with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me.
And you had a response to that caller that we just got?
Oh, to the caller. Yeah. So I just wanted to say that There were actually a number of different developers sort of making these speculative pitches, especially in the 80s. People might recall Eric Estrada from Chips was on television advertising California
City.
That's
right, yeah.
So Silver Saddle was not the only one, so I'm not surprised to hear he was with a different company.
All right, Emily, congratulations on the podcast. We'll look forward to hearing all the episodes 1 and 2, currently available. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's from our LAS studios, California City, a full slate of episodes from our senior reporter, Emily Guerin. Stay tuned. Fresh Air with Terry Gross comes up next on 89.3. Psychiatrist Christine Montrose talks with Terry about an alternative system for those who are incarcerated and in need of mental health services. And at 2 o'clock, it's Take 2 with A. Martinez coming right out of BBC NewsHour. Have a great afternoon. Back with you tomorrow for Air Talk and Film Week.